Sport on the Pat Kenny Show.
With Visit Pennsylvania. Sport, music and food is just a flight away. Go to visitpa.com.
Now time to look back on a busy and fantastic weekend of sport with Kate O'Connor securing a silver medal in Tokyo, Liverpool triumphant in the Merseyside Derby, and England and Canada through to the Women's Rugby World Cup final. All of that and a lot more. We are delighted to be joined by Off the Ball broadcaster Colm Buick. Hello to you, Colm.
Morning, how are you?
We have to start with the World Athletic Championships. What a weekend. To see Kate O'Connor on the podium for the heptathlon was incredible.
Fine day for Dundalk and the whole country. Why not? You know, Saturday the 20th of September 2025 will go down in history in Irish athletics. Even for that early afternoon, it was quite condensed, Cian McPhillips into Kate O'Connor. But I'll give you a list here about how exclusive this is. Eamon Coughlin, 1983. Sonny O'Sullivan, 1993. And then again, 2 years later, Gillian O'Sullivan, 2003. Olive Lucknan, 2009. And Rob Heffernan, 2013. They're the only other medalists we've ever had, Ireland, at the World Athletics Championships. And now Kate O'Connor can enter that list. 2025 silver medal in the heptathlon. 5 of the 7 events were her personal best. A remarkable display.
So that's only our 7th medal. Am I right? Did I count that up correctly?
Yeah, so Sonia has 2. Yeah, 93 silver in the 1500. And then in 95, she won gold in the 5000 metres. So you're right, yeah. So it's 6 different
people.
And
we've had to wait quite some time and quite some time for another woman to get back up on that podium.
Yeah, I mean, look, history is created here in loads of avenues, but she's the first woman to win a multi-sport event as well for Ireland, Kate O'Connor. And look, this isn't out of nowhere. I mean, she's had a pretty good year. Look at the European and World Indoor events. She's medalled there as well. University Games, she got gold. So it's not like Kate O'Connor's has come from absolutely nowhere. She actually had a disappointing Olympics last year by her standards, finished 14th in the heptathlon. But the improvement is quite natural in her trajectory, where she's going in her career. And like LA is where we need to look out for next, because we're talking about a world-class athlete here who happens to be from Ireland, not an Irish plucky underdog. Kate O'Connor's the real deal.
Yeah, she definitely is the real deal. As you said, look, it wasn't completely unexpected. It's not like she's come from nowhere. And yet she had to pull 5 out of 7 PBs to get to where she is. So that perhaps was unexpected.
And with the knee injury as well to throw in for the 800.
And I was nervous, I have to say,
yeah,
watching that. Yeah. At the beginning of that race, I thought, oh, that knee injury, is she carrying a little bit of a limp there? But she pushed through.
I don't know if you were like me, but I heard the reports that she was struggling and you couldn't see her. And that's when the worry starts, that is she going to actually perform at all? Not just that, she gets silver.
Cian McPhillips,
yeah.
If shouting at the television could have pushed him into a medal position,
he would have got gold.
Then he would have got gold, because I'd say my neighbours were wondering, you don't like this. You don't, or your colleague, Cathal Dennehy, doesn't like the idea that if he'd had just another 50 metres, he would have secured it. And it wasn't the 850 metres,
right.
So we have to acknowledge that. But my God, was he close.
No, so close. You're spot on. We had Cathal Dennehy on Off the Wall Breakfast just a few minutes ago, and I said, if it was the 810 metres, and he said, but it wasn't, it was 800 metres. Look, an incredible last 100 metres, because Cian McPhillips is one of the most inexperienced people in that race. You know, the 3 medalists were Olympic medalists as well, but a national record for Cian McPhillips, 142.15, just a 1/5 of a second off a medal.
And
just,
certainly somebody to watch. What's his next big outing?
Well, there's not much the rest of this year. That's the problem with athletics. But you're looking at the Olympics. Seriously, for McPhillips. Like, he's so young. He's only 23, I think. He studies maths in UCD.
From
Longford. Yeah, complete all-rounder, absolutely. And he took a second off his personal best too. A remarkable performance. He was slightly disappointed. And again, that goes to show the growing attitude that we belong on the world stage.
Let's just look at the Premiership this weekend. I mean, Liverpool now pulling ahead. That draw from Man City really, really fell in their favour.
Look, I'm speaking to a lot of Liverpool supporters this morning. And
You have
the 2 hands up in the air. You're loving life. We're in the red. And why not? 5 from 5 for Liverpool, 15 points. Flawless results-wise in the league. I wouldn't say flawless performance-wise, but it doesn't really matter. They're getting the job done. The latest victim to their winning waves is Everton in the Merseyside Derby Saturday lunchtime. They afforded to leave out the likes of Florian Wirtz and Alexander Isak and Jeremy Frimpong from their starting 11. They got the job done against a spirited enough Everton side. Like you say, look, other teams drop points. So Arsenal and Manchester City played out a 1-1 draw yesterday at the Emirates.
And that was a difficult, I suppose. It was a draw, but it nearly felt like a loss for Man City, because that Arsenal goal came so late.
Yeah, it was
93rd minute.
Injury time. Gabriel Martinelli 2-2 for him. City took an early lead, the 9th minute from Erling Haaland, which is the earliest Arsenal have conceded a goal for a year, which was also Erling Haaland in the 9th minute a year ago. So Arsenal are very shored up in defence. They went down early here. They weren't great in response, I have to say. They really weren't, but they left it late and they got their equaliser. It's just fabulous news for Liverpool because Spurs drew with Brighton, Newcastle drew with Bournemouth, Chelsea lost to Manchester United. Manchester United won a game again. Can you believe this?
I'm so sad for Pat that he is not here this morning to revel in their win.
He would have. He's off now, so we can enjoy it wherever he goes. You know, because it's amazing. It's the first time Ruben Amorim has won two games in a row at Old Trafford in the Premier League.
Okay, so good news for them. News that they certainly needed. Colin Buhig, thanks for that.
Sport on the Pat Kenny Show
with Visit Pennsylvania. Sport, music, and food is just a flight away. Go to visitpa.com.
Thank you.